May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. Years ago, I remember someone saying to me that it's no doubt nice to be a preacher in a church that uses the same lessons over and over again, year after year. No doubt, they said, you can just go to a file somewhere, whip out last year's sermon or the sermon from 3 years before, and preach it. Well, I have to say that for me at least, it doesn't work that way. And the reason being is that I realized early on that the scripture may stay the same, but my life has changed dramatically from the last time I've heard it. So what I bring to it is totally different than what I brought to it 3 years ago. So in that way, scripture continues to be new, to unfold. Now, it's interesting to me, too, that just this past week, our lesson was about the crucifixion. And then today, we come back to church and we hear our scripture speaking to us of preparing, of getting ready for the Son of Man to come. The thing about our tradition, the thing about the church year is it forces us into a repetition of the story. It helps us to see in new ways the way God is speaking to us. In the Epistle to the Hebrews, we hear the word, in many and various ways God spoke of old to our fathers, but in these last days He is speaking to us through His Son Jesus. The message that we hear because of our lives continues to change. If we think about what Scripture is God sharing His story with God's people throughout the course of history. And God asking of His people to believe in Him, to act in a certain way, to fulfill their end of the covenant, and they continue to get it wrong. But even when they do, God does not give up on them. God continues to tell the story, to call God's people into a relationship with Him so that they might know Him more clearly and live their lives more fully in the presence of God Himself. To me, what this first Sunday in Advent reminds me of is the fact that God has not given up on me. And that by coming here and hearing this call to prepare once again, God is reaching out to me and saying, come. Come and be a part of this process of learning and living in new ways. Come and be a part of this process of preparing yourself more fully. Because I know one thing, I didn't get it fully right the year before, and I didn't get it fully right the year before that, but there is hope. There is hope because God has not given up on me. And God is going to share that story of redemption and love and grace and power until I do get it right. We gather today on the first Sunday of Advent. We light that first candle like we have countless years before. And we will hear the same stories. But our lives are more complete. Our lives are more ready because we have heard that story. And at the end of the day today, they will be even more full because we have been here in the presence of God and we have opened our hearts and minds, bringing what we have today to what we will hear and what we will experience. Thanks be to God, we are called into an ongoing relationship with God Himself. Thanks be to God, He doesn't just throw it out there once and say, "Get it or I'm through." God does not give up on us. We are here because of that. May this season of preparation, may this season of Advent draw us ever closer in our relationship with God and with one another. And through that, may the joys of Christmas come to us in ways that we never expected before, that child in Bethlehem may be born in us anew and live to the fullness that God has in store for all of us. We start this journey yet again. We do it together, and we do it in the presence of God Himself. Thanks be to God. Amen.